Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're in a three-game wild card series, I think you have to treat the wild card series different in a three-game series. I don't think it's just the standard, well, I'll throw my best in game one, I'll throw my second best in game two, I'll throw my third best in game three. Like I don't think it's just that standard type of thinking. Now, I heard Evan today, and let's get specific with the Yankees, because I don't know if the Mets have the ability or really the clear-cut second pitcher that you feel better about. So their situation might be a bit different. But whatever you deem to be your second best option. Now, again, Evan was talking about the Yankees and said he would hold Max Fried out of game one. I don't know about that. And I heard Yankee fans who are just, you know, self-loathing Yankee fans, and I know they haven't necessarily hit Garrett Crochet in the times they faced him this year. Nobody has. He's one of the better pitchers in Major League Baseball, and that's why I always laugh when people say they don't hit good pitching. Well, nobody does. That's how we know it's good. If everybody hit them, it wouldn't be good pitching. That's how we distinguish good from bad. They're hitless. But I'm not hiding or ducking from Garrett Crochet or not conceding losses if it's the Boston Red Sox in game one if Crochet is pitching. That's nonsense. So I still think for game one, I would throw Max Fried. But I honestly don't think I'd be opposed to the idea of throwing Carlos Rodon game one. But whoever you throw game one for the New York Yankees, there are two starting pitchers who obviously are their two best. Max Fried, Carlos Rodon. Whichever one I choose to pitch in game one, if the Yankees win game one, I am without question, I'm not even thinking about it, it is absolutely the strategy to go with. If the Yankees win game one, I am saving that second pitcher, whether it's Rodon or Fried, and I am saving them for if I need them in game three or hoping I can win game two with my third starter and save them for game one of the ALDS. It's not even a thought for me. The idea that if they win game one, like say the Yankees make the decision that Luis Gil is the third starter, and let's just say it's the Boston Red Sox. If Max Fried beats the Red Sox and the Yankees win the first game of the series, I am throwing Luis Gil in game two and I am saving Carlos Rodon. There's not even a thought in my mind. And if they did it the other way and threw Carlos Rodon, I am saving Max Fried. If they win game one, I am going with my third starter in game number two and saving the other top starter I have for either the elimination game, game seven-ish, game three of that series, or hopefully I win game two and I've set myself up better in the ALDS to have either Max Fried or Carlos Rodon have the ability to start twice in that series by giving him game one. It's not even a thought. The idea that, no, I pitch my second best in the second game and I go for the win right then and there. I put my, as to quote Jazz Chisholm, You know, I put my foot on the throat. I'm not messing around. I'm going to win game two. I'm throwing my second best pitcher. I think that's idiotic. I don't think that makes sense at all. I'm going to pitch that guy anyway. If I lose game one, then certainly. Then I got to win game two, so I'm pitching my best. But if I win game one, I am saving my other top starter. I am throwing Luis Gil or Cam Schlitler, whoever they choose, in game two. That's not giving up. That's not saying I can't. I'm going to need them to pitch well and win games in the postseason if I'm going to win the World Series anyway. I'm pitching them in game two, hoping I win the series there, and now I'm set up with Rodon to start game one of the next series and game five of the next series if I need him. I got him twice, as opposed to throwing my fourth starter in game one of an ALDS and putting myself behind the ball, the eight ball. There is no question in my mind. And then if you lose game two, obviously you have him there for the elimination game of game three. And if you lose game one, you desperately need to win both of those games, then I throw him game number two. But there is no doubt. I heard callers call up. I heard pushback from Tiki and Marash. Now, I don't know if I save Max Fried. I still want to throw my best in game one and try and get the advantage of taking the lead in the series. His thought was to start Carlos Rodon and save Max Fried. I don't know about that. I'd consider it. I'd listen to it. I'm not sold on that. I still want to put my best foot forward and try and win game one and take the commanding 1-0 lead in a 3-game series. I still think I'd want to do that. But I feel pretty good about Carlos Rodon. I know many Yankee fans won't until he does it. He's had one hell of a year. His body language, everything about him has been completely different this year. A couple of big games he's blown up, no doubt. There has been the occasional, what we would call a big game. The Boston Red Sox lit him up one day. Like, there's been a couple you could point to and say, hey, that was a big game and he spit the bit. Maybe. But it's few and far between. And as far as the other main concern of allowing innings to spitball, one bad thing, one error, one bloop single, you know, one bad break, one ball off a bag that couldn't be fielded. Like, anything like that happens and Carlos Rodon loses it and the inning becomes a 5-6 run inning, that's been almost eradicated completely. Yeah, there's been a couple of games he's shown up and not had his stuff and gotten hit around, yes. But I can't think of almost any time where he's been pitching fairly well, one thing goes wrong, and then suddenly it just completely loses it, which we have seen time and time again in his previous years as a Yankee. I feel like that part of his game, the toughness in game, the ability to put things behind him and still pitch well, I feel like that's been absolutely fine. I have no worries if something goes wrong in an inning that Rodon's going to lose it. I have no worries. Is there a chance he shows up and isn't good? Of course. But if he's pitching well, I'm not worried about one thing changing that. He's been much better, much different a pitcher. I trust him. As much as you can trust a starter, because we all know what could happen. But I don't think there's any doubt. The strategy of saving one of your better pitchers if you win game one is absolutely 100% the way to go. I don't know how you could think differently. I really don't. So if I'm the New York Yankees and I decide Luis Gil is my third starter for this series, if Max Fried wins game one, Luis Gil's pitching game two, and I'm saving Carlos Rodon, I don't think there's any doubt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think there's any doubt. And as far as the Mets go, I would do the same thing. I just don't know what they deem to be their second best option. I would imagine that it's going to be the piggyback situation of Clay Holmes and Sean Manaea. Because right now, if I had to make a decision on what the three-man rotation is for a wild card series, it's McLean, the piggyback, and Sproat. That's the three-man rotation for the New York Mets. And I can tell you this, if they win game one with McLean on the mound, I'm pitching Sproat in game number two and saving the piggyback for game number three. And if, and then hope you win game two and then set yourself up better for the second round. Because Yankee fans, I understand you got to win the first round to get to the second round, but it's also about winning the World Series. It's about winning the World Series. And you got to get through multiple series. And I want to set myself up best for the ALDS. It's not like you're pitching that guy anyway. Carlos Rodon's going to pitch in the series if you need him. If there is a game where they lose or go home, he's going to pitch it. But if I can find a way to avoid that, maybe win the first two without using him and set myself up for the DS, you have to take that chance. Have to. So, I mean, it just, I was listening to it today, and the amount of pushback Evan was getting. Now, whether or not you should skip Max Fried, I get that part. That's an interesting one. I have to really think about that and have a conversation with Evan on why he believes that skipping Max Fried is the right thing to do. And throwing Carlos Rodon in game one, I don't know about that. I still want to try and win game one and give myself the best chance to win game one, and that's Max Fried. But there is no doubt after that I'm pitching my lesser option in game two if I win game one. There is no doubt. I don't understand anyone who thinks different.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.